from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Car bombing in Afghanistan. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24 with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus, but an Interior Ministry spokesman said it's not clear whether the bus and its occupants were the target. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire in the Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. The incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by both Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College.
The worst-case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada, and that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. Of blame. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid.
The UN Security Council is to meet an emergency session today to discuss the violence. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the Saudi and Kuwaiti rulers to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Qatar in June, accusing it of supporting extremists. Qatar denies the allegation. Christian militia are being blamed for ambushing UN peacekeepers escorting water trucks in the southern Central African Republic, killing one Moroccan and wounding three others. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress is moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump will likely sign the measure into law.
The administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting these sanctions in place. The original piece of legislation was poorly written, but we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary.
Congress is seeking to punish Russia not only for its meddling last fall in the U.S. election, but also for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Washington's focus returns to the Russia probe as congressional committees seek information from President Trump's son-in-law and 2016 campaign manager. VOA's Michael Bowman reports all eyes will be on Capitol Hill for appearances today by the president's son-in-law and political confidant, Jared Kushner.
A man often seen but rarely heard, Jared Kushner is one of President Trump's closest advisors, tasked with pursuing a peace deal in the Middle East and heading an effort to modernize the federal government. Kushner is slated to appear before two congressional panels behind closed doors. He is expected to answer questions about Russia contacts, including a December meeting with Russia's ambassador and last June with a Russian attorney and other figures connected to Moscow. That meeting has been the focus of great attention since the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., released emails expressing eagerness for what he was told the Russian attorney would provide, harmful material about Hillary Clinton, Trump's 2016 opponent. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Kushner has issued today an 11-page statement in anticipation of his appearance before the committee. In it, he says, quote, "I am not a person who has sought the spotlight, first in my business and now in public service. I've worked on achieving goals and left it to others to work on media and public perception." As to Russian contacts during the campaign, Kushner says, "With respect to my contacts with Russia or Russian representatives during the campaign, there were hardly any." Kushner claims in the statement that when he arrived at the now infamous meeting at Trump Tower, he was late and texted an associate to call his cell so that he could leave the meeting graciously once it appeared to be a waste of time. Venezuela's opposition has announced a two-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial June 30th election for a new Congress. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.